for public forum.
Public forum is an opportunity for the public to get up and speak about anything they'd like to discuss. I made a note here. I know there's some language about retention ponds in other areas, but with regard to conservation communities, I'm just going to throw this out there. I would suggest, if we really want the spirit of what a conservation community, what we're trying to accomplish, I would say that retention ponds not require a fence. And we encourage to minimize the slope construction or something so to serve more as an amenity or a water feature.
Oh, my hero. This is a little bit of a misdirection on the music. It's just the music I used to set up Santa Rosa County Commission concepts.
Yes.
This is not one of those drama crazy moments. This is Colton Wright saying words. It's music to my heart. Not requiring fences around the retention ponds. Amen, brother. Preach it.
I know Santa Rosa County, we've had this rule where we put fences around all the retention ponds. But I think particularly in a conservation community, it really should be designed more as a water feature. And secondly, gentlemen, we're all in Orlando recently. If you drive around pretty much close to where we were there on International Drive, there are a number of retention ponds all up and down there. There's industrial properties nearby, a number of other commercial properties. And if you'll notice, not one of their retention ponds has a fence around it.
Yes. Like Baldwin County, as I keep telling you, I've been saying this for so long. Baldwin County, same thing. A couple of them might have fences, but very, very rarely. What they have instead are just ponds, lakes, and some of them have fountains. And when you go to these communities, their retention ponds are features, not ugly spots. They hide behind the rusty chain link fence and the vines that overgrow them. It's amazing. They are enhancements to the aesthetic rather than detractions from it. You know, whereas here in both Escambia and Santa Rosa, we have this thing of, you know, we put these ugly, horrid fences up and we make them eyesores. And then it makes it hard to get in and maintain the property. And you got to weed whack around the edges and all this stuff. Like, just don't put the fences up. I love that he's talking about this.
Some of them have a fountain out in the middle of it to keep it aerated so you don't have out. But they've all been used as amenities, you know, so they have true stormwater purposes, but they also look much better. And I think it's terrible that we have neighborhoods that we basically put a fence around a retention pond, and then we wonder why it's hard to maintain it, because part of it's out of sight, out of mind.
Right, because it's hard to get to. You don't see them as much. It's not obvious. When you can see it, it becomes something you have to take care of.
And I understand, you know, the tragic circumstance where a child drowns, you know, in a body of water, and it evokes an emotional reaction. I get that. But we don't have fences. I mean, I can't imagine we're going to put a fence around the tributary and the waterway down at the property we just agreed to purchase. We don't do it along Blackwater River. We don't do it around other natural bodies of water. You know, a child unsupervised has the ability to go and make a bad decision. And that's unfortunate when it happens, but I just think there's a better way to do this.
We literally are a waterfront community, whether it's the Gulf or the Sound or the Blackwater or the lakes and rivers and ponds all over the place, and you don't put fences around those. Why do we feel the need to put fences around retention ponds? Well, you don't understand the slope. Well, build them better. Don't build them with the big, giant edge. And you don't have to. I mean, we just, as a policy, we put fences around these things, and I'll say it. There's no reason to do it. It's expensive and ugly. It's a detraction. It's a missed opportunity. And he says he's not for ripping all the ones out that are already in existence. I would actually, I would go that far. There, in a community not that far away from where I live, on Sarah Drive, next, you know, up just up the road from Brown Barge, Lumen May, Commissioner District 3 in Escambia County. Says he took all this grief for creating a retention pond. They took a park out and put a pond in, put a hole in the ground in. And that's true. And there's going to be a fence around it. And I'm like, there are not a lot of issues that get me out to, you know, picket and protest. I'm on the verge with this one.
Oh, this is the one?
Because it's so dumb. It is so unnecessary. It is so counterproductive. And for everybody who lives in that neighborhood that drives through those areas, what they will see forever is the reminder that once there was a park, and it's a good project. The drainage project is a good project, but forever there's going to be a fence there with chain link reminding them of the thing they don't have and making this community ugly by contrast. I'm completely with him. We'll come back to this in just a second. Let's see. We've got Candy with traffic on the fives.
Front gate to Pensacola NAS is backed up over the bridge currently. If you see a slowdown or accident, you can always text us at 437-1620. This brought to you by ECUA. Bulk waste service is now a call for pickup, so don't leave your couch out there. Call them a day before. By 2 o'clock, a day before your service day. Learn more. ECUA.FL.gov. I'm Candy with traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Candy. So back to this question of the retention ponds and the requirements to build them with or without fences. It's Santa Rosa County that Colton Wright is the that he's talking about, but it's the same in Escambia County. Same issues, same exact application. And I think just a lot of times it's we've always done it this way, and so we don't realize we don't have to do it this way. And you know, it became vividly obvious to me when we do our biking with my wife and I do our biking around Foley and Baldwin County. We're like, oh my God, it can be like this. We could look like this if only we stop putting ugly chain link fences up everywhere.
I think, you know, one, we can reduce the cost of having to put all that fencing up. I think it's easier to maintain moving forward. And frankly, I think if you do it more as a water feature, it's a heck of a lot easier for the HOA or whoever they've contracted than just go in and just mow around it and make it clean and neat. And I think it saves the county money in the long run as well. So I just wanted to throw that out there.
Yeah, and there are ones probably that do need a fence around them. But if you take away the requirement and you try to think creatively about how could we use these things to build beauty and how could we design them a little bit differently, then that's what you'll get.
I talked about taking them fence down when I first come in, and they told me it was a liability. And I think it's a good idea. I really do. And that's when I brought it up when I first come in office. And the first thing I was told, liability.
This is Ray Eddington.
The parents got to be responsible for their kids. They got to watch them. But they don't. You know that. We all do. But I'm on board with that. I wanted to put some walk trails around some of them in my district because a lot of people in my district wanted that, have them trails to walk.
Right.
And all I kept hearing was, we can't do it, liability. And I'm on board with you very much, sir, with that. I appreciate you bringing it up.
And I think of, you know, kind of in the grand scheme of what could you imagine, the one behind Dream Landscape off of Olive is the perfect example. It's a giant retention pond. It just went in the last couple of years. This is probably like 6 years ago, 7 years ago now. But it's got trees, it's got benches and picnics, and I think there might even be some exercise equipment. I mean, I never notice things I'm never going to use. But there's stuff around there, and it's a walking path all the way around. People use it all the time. You see them out there all the time. That's a possibility. That's how you could do this. And I remember the conversation when Sherry Myers was in city council, and I can't remember the street name. What's the one over on Tippin 12th north of airport on the west side where Summit hits? It's not Summit on the west side. It converts into a different name. But that giant one southwest of the airport that's got like trees on the east side and then on the south by the dentists are all over there. That whole project, I got excited about that project because I thought we were going to get rid of the fence. I mean, they did not get rid of the fence. Because I'm like, this could be a really beautiful area with all kinds of things. And instead, we just put up a sidewalk. There's no buffer from the sidewalk to the street. They didn't get rid of the fence. I'm like, oh, well, you know, I guess that's better. Anyway, it's just, you know, not thinking enough about the possibility of really making things fantastic. And, you know, one of the ways to make it fantastic is to avoid making it horrid and ugly in the first place.
Yeah, and it just so we're all clear, I want staff to think that there's an effort to go start yanking all the fences down. Not all retention ponds are created equal.
Yeah, we got pitches.
It's very hard to go back and retrofit and change. So, but just in the spirit of moving forward, I think there's probably a better way we can do it, right? And I think the general public agrees too. I think most people would rather see it and use it and be able to walk around it. And
yeah, and then they have fish you can see and ducks and wildlife of all different. I mean, just. It's just better. It's so much better.
Perfect example. I've had some conversations with the folks at FDOT. I know you're up and down Highway 98 a bit. I'm not sure how much everyone else is seeing it. But, you know, in the area where the Highway 98 is being expanded to from 4 lanes to 6 lanes, significantly large new retention pond at the entrance to
Grand Point
and Villa Venice. Very large, but not sloped very heavily. And I've had conversations with FDOT. Hey, is there a way that we could possibly do some improvements to that just to make it where it doesn't look like just a plain retention pond? People just walk around it, maybe a fountain in the middle. Those are the kind of things that I'm trying to think about. I can't imagine that many people being against that.
No, they shouldn't be.
There's a good example that's in the area. It's right down there in the Garcon Point area. It's called Eventide Estates. It's a fairly new neighborhood, and I remember meeting with the developer at the time. I was working with that development in the past, and it has beautiful little swamplands, you know, with cypress plants, lily pads, and that is their drainage pond. And it's not, you know, it doesn't have an industrial fence around it. It's an amenity within the subdivision. It's really, it makes it, you know, it takes that industrialization out of it.
Absolutely. So that's Kerry Smith. And so it sounds like everybody's on board with this. And hopefully Santa Rosa County will come back. I'm going to actually ask Brad Baker about this. We've talked with him before about this, but I'm going to ask him again and hear him in about 20 minutes when we talk to him. But Wes Miranda, when he's on, I'm going to ask him about this because it's one of those things like I understand the argument they make on the other side is for safety, but I don't see that really playing out. And I know it doesn't have to be that way. And it's so much upside in the other direction. 621 News Radio 92.3. If you agree or disagree with me, you can always text 437-1620. I'm Andrew McKay.
Every Subaru at Anderson Subaru is built with quality parts and precision engineering, so you can count on your Subaru to be with you for the long road ahead. And you can count on a great rate from Anderson Subaru to help you get there. With 0% APR financing for 72 months on 2025 Solterra models, with 1.9% APR financing for 72 months on 2025 Outback models, or 2.9% APR financing for 72 months on 2025 Crosstrek models, and 3.9% APR for 48 months on 2025 Forester models. 0%, 1.9%, 2.9%, and 3.9%. Combined with legendary reliability and longevity, there's even more reason to love a Subaru. From Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola. For details, call 877-554-9791.
Subaru for you, Subaru for you, Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Join Jonathan Cook from Jonathan's Flooring and Construction tomorrow at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Jonathan will be sharing his years of expertise on flooring, including insight on materials, installation, and maintenance, plus lots of great advice on home and office remodeling, including the kitchen, bath, cabinets, and more.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
This message is sponsored by the Florida Office of Financial Regulation and the Florida Association of Broadcasters.
Secret offers, guaranteed returns, over-the-top promises that you too can make fast money. These are all red flags that you should be wary of when looking at investment opportunities. Visit Florida's Office of Financial Regulation website 24/7 to learn what questions to ask before you invest. Remember, if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. Visit SLOFR.gov to learn more.
When a storm is brewing, you need reliable information at your fingertips. Tune in to News Radio 92.3 for comprehensive hurricane coverage you can count on. Our team of anchors and reporters are in studio and at the County Emergency Operations Centers, bringing you live updates, safety tips, and emergency resources. From storm tracking to storm information, we've got you covered. Stay informed, stay safe. When the winds pick up, we're right there with you. News Radio 92.3, your trusted source during hurricane season.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WEAR-TV, News Radio team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
What tickles?
I've got the same Nifty friends that my brother got.
I have bad news for you, for everybody. You know how it's really expensive to buy beef these days? Like, the price of a steak has gone up dramatically in the last year, really. And the price of hamburger, I mean, hamburger is now, I mean, you're lucky if you're paying $5.
I mean, that's true. It's I used to get that tube from Walmart, and it's expensive now.
Oh, the chubs. And that's not even the good beef, right?
No, that's the it's not bad beef, but yeah.
The texture is not the greatest. The beef prices are not likely to go down anytime soon. There's a combination of factors, but the inflation around beef is pretty terrible. It partially has to do with they have dramatically reduced herd size over the years. There are fewer people doing ranching anymore. But also, they were counting on, I guess, doing bigger animals so you get more per animal instead of having larger herds. But now they're having, they're having drought-related feed grain cost problems, so the inputs are higher. And with the price of beef being so elevated, they're more tempted to sell off right now because they can make money now instead of hoping that maybe they'll make money later. So all of those things working together means there's less beef. Therefore, higher prices, and the prices are really ridiculous. I mean, golly,
convert to people.
In my brain, what, Soylent Green?
Yes.
In my brain, ground beef should be $1 a pound because that's, you know how you set things at a certain price level, like when you're in college or something?
You sound just like Mary Hoxing, our owner.
But they're not. It's not. Ground beef is, I mean, Hamburger
Helper.
Here's
a nickel, kid. Go to the store.
Used to be the expensive part of Hamburger Helper was the box.
Right.
Not anymore. All right, let's see. Candy, who is in for John Pickens today and tomorrow. John will be back on Thursday. Right. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
Brought to you by White Sands Electric, providing comprehensive electrical and generator services along the Gulf Coast since 1997. Free estimates available at White Sands, whitesandselectric.com. Front gate to Pensacola NAS is backed up over the bridge, almost to the Shell station. If you see a slowdown or an accident, text 437-1620. It's Candy with traffic on the fives.
Thanks, Candy. Oh, I got a bunch of texts in here, just a handful anyway, about the retention pond not having fences. Somebody says, Holly by the Sea is a good example of an aesthetically appealing retention pond. I mean, a retention pond without a fence is just a pond. Typically, people like, ponds. usually we like lakes, ponds, water's good. Somebody else says, the wild critters would also love it because it's easier for them to go get a drink. That's true. Just like in Phoenix, somebody says all the ponds had fish and you could walk around and enjoy them. It's been a long time since I lived in Phoenix, but that sounds familiar. I'll take your word for it. And then somebody else, parents need to take responsibility and need to know they can't sue the county for if something happens in a county-owned pond. Yeah, all true. All accurate. Anyway, David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, good morning. House Speaker Mike Johnson ruling out a vote on releasing files related to Jeffrey Epstein before lawmakers go on break in August. Johnson made that announcement yesterday as some GOP lawmakers are crying foul over the Trump administration's handling of the issue. Of course, it all started when Pam Bondi said there was no client list. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says Russia has now agreed to renewed peace talks tomorrow in Istanbul. President Trump threatened Russia last week with new sanctions if no peace deal is reached in 50 days. And
I believe you mispronounced Constantinople. Sorry, go on.
It's okay. South Park creators Matt Stone and Trey Parker say they've now reached a deal with Paramount for the streaming rights for their TV show. That show will now be made available to stream on Paramount Plus. Apparently, $1.5 billion is the number they reached in that.
Wow! Yeah. You start off with a poorly drawn, hilarious cartoon, and you're a billionaire. So nice. All right, David, thanks so much for the update. 628 News Radio 92.3. If you have employees, you have to deal with employee benefits. You have to provide for them, health insurance, dental, vision, life, disability, all of that kind of stuff. And chances are, I could be wrong. I mean, everybody's an exception. Somebody's an exception. But chances are you don't love dealing with that stuff, don't love thinking about it. It's kind of I got to deal with this again. And especially if it's every year, that kind of thing as policies change. Listen, Torgerson Consulting, they will take care of you for this stuff. They've been working with us here at News Radio in Cat Country for 4 years. They're great. They answer questions that we have, detail-oriented questions, which that is not always the case with, various kinds of service providers. But my wife approves of them, and she's an industrial engineer who asks hard questions, and she loves them, thinks they're great. Good plans, better choices, actually having choices, which we didn't really have before, and much better, customer service. So if you need somebody to come in or just want to find out if there's a way to do it better, cheaper, or just take care of your employees, Torgerson Consulting, more than 20 years helping local businesses do this stuff. 433-9996. Or check them out online at tcbenefitsgroup.com. What else do we have going on here? I don't have time to do that story. I will, though. I know I'm telling you I'm not going to do it, but I'm not doing it right now. Oh, did you see the video of the fishing boat captain, the 60-foot fishing boat that ran into the USS Midway?
No.
Which is a museum carrier now, right? It's been decommissioned. He ran into it, did $100,000 worth of damage to the aircraft carrier.
Ooh.
And they found him, and they arrested him. And, I want to say there was alcohol involved in all of this, if I'm not mistaken about that. $100,000 in damage, suspected of boating under the influence, according to the San Diego Union-Times. So I'm glad they found him. That's good.
Fox News. I'm Chris Fox. The Trump administration releases records related to Martin Luther King Jr. Fox's Jared Halpern.
The records detail FBI surveillance of civil rights leader Martin Luther King Jr. before his assassination in 1968. A 1977 court order kept the MLK records sealed, and King's two living children opposed their release, urging the files be viewed within their full historical context.
Calling some of the FBI surveillance illegal. It's now 31 deaths confirmed, 25 children in an Air Force jet crash in Bangladesh.
It smashed into a two-story school building, causing a huge explosion. Helicopters, ambulances, even motorized rickshaws were used to transport the injured to medical care. The local hospital was said to be filled with screams.
Fox's Jonathan Sowers, the military says the jet suffered a mechanical malfunction during a training mission. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. 82 degrees already this morning. We've got the heat index creeping up on triple digits already this morning. We'll get to our forecast. We've got Brooke Richardson in just a few minutes. An Alabama man is charged with animal cruelty for allegedly stabbing his dog multiple times. 52-year-old Howard Everett Wright. He was arrested near Old Foley Road in Alberta last week. Police say Wright's dog, Vejo, was bleeding from multiple stab wounds when officers arrived at the scene last Thursday. That dog was taken to a vet for treatment. An investigation into the incident is ongoing. A Pensacola woman will spend 20 years in prison for trafficking fentanyl. 41-year-old Georgina Ann Nichols. She was sentenced last week on fentanyl trafficking, possession of a controlled substance, and introduction of contraband into a county jail charges. Prosecutors say Nichols was arrested with 6 grams of fentanyl after a traffic stop in Pensacola last September. When she was taken to the Escambia County Jail, she was later found holding an ounce of fentanyl in her jail cell. The 20-year sentence will be served day for day. She was also fined $150,000. Escambia County EMS has got a new way to release information. They're now posting Escambia County EMS by the numbers graphics twice a month. In the first edition, they provided data from the Pensacola Beach Air Show weekend, which showed a big increase in patient encounters this year. There were 115 for 2025. That compares to 66 in 2024. And of those encounters, 102 people were treated and released at the beach. 65 cases of heat-related illnesses were reported. 12 people were taken to the hospital. One person was airlifted. Escambia EMS by the numbers graphics will be posted twice a month. The information will be rotated among various different information. A UWF biology professor has been recognized as a highly ranked scholar by Scholar GPS. Dr. Wade Jeffrey was placed in the top 0.05% globally in life sciences. He's known for his research on bacterial function in the ocean and the effects of ultraviolet radiation on marine microbes. He's authored 120 publications and raised over $8 million for research projects. He's been with UWF since 1992. A Central Florida man accused of raping and murdering a 13-year-old girl has been sentenced to life in prison after agreeing to a plea deal.
Friends and family of Madeline Soto spoke of how her murder shattered their lives and how much they despised Stephen Stearns. Tyler Wallace is her father.
You're depraved. You're weak. You're a coward.
Wallace says Maddie had been thinking about moving in with him before she died. Stearns offered an apology after admitting to murder and sexual abuse.
I've prayed to God countless times to trade places with her, to take me instead.
The judge sentencing Stearns to life without parole. I'm Gordon Bird.
Thank you very much, Gordon. Well, the annual Pensacola Sports Kickstart Soccer Clinics kick off this morning. The events offer free soccer instruction for kids between 5 and 12 years old. This event, of course, is held to build interest in soccer for kids that would be new to the sport. The events are happening today, tomorrow, and Thursday at the Brent Raiders football field on Yoakum Court. Now, kids between 5 and 8 need to check in here in just a couple hours by 8:30 in the morning. Kids from 9 to 12 could check in at 10:15. If your kid wants to participate, they need to wear cleats or tennis shoes, no open-toed shoes. And they're also encouraged, of course, to wear sunscreen. It is 82 degrees, partly cloudy right now. Let's get a check on our forecast with Brooke Richardson.
We are going to be seeing another hot day today. Temperatures warming near 96 degrees. Heat advisory in place from 10 a.m. till 7 p.m. with temperatures feeling well into the hundreds. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 78. For Wednesday, rain chances increase a bit. 70% chance of rain, high near 94. Wednesday night, temperatures dropping near 77. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you, Brooke. And boy, it's hot already. 83 degrees. We've got 98 degree heat index. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with Candy.
All right. Front gate to Pensacola NAS backed up halfway over the bridge, so not bad this morning. If you see a slowdown or accident, 437-1620, you can text us. It's Candy with traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, Candy. And 636, your next news at 7. We've got breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. General Motors is set to report second quarter earnings before the bell this morning as investors watch for how President Trump's auto tariffs will affect the automaker's results and for any updates to full year guidance. Wall Street analysts expect adjusted earnings per share of $2.44 and revenue of $46.4 billion. Treasury yields crept higher this morning as investors awaited Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell's speech. The 10-year Treasury yield was nearly 2 basis points higher at 4.388%. The 2-year yield rose 1 basis point to 3.865%. Oil prices are moderately lower as trade war concerns increase worries about fuel demand. West Texas Intermediate currently sitting at $66.69 per barrel. Brent currently sitting at $68.65 per barrel. Futures are slightly lower. Monday, the Dow Industrials lost 19, the NASDAQ up 78, the S&P 500 up 8. Once again, futures are slightly lower. That's Your Money Now.
When was the last time you detoxed your body? If you're like most people, the answer is probably never. Toxins accumulate in our bodies every day from pollution in the air we breathe and water we drink, as well as the food we eat, especially if that food includes fast food, processed food, and sugar. How do you know if you're suffering from a buildup of toxins? If you're experiencing low energy, brain fog, headaches, bloating, and skin irritation, then those are all telltale signs. So, how do you detox your body? Well, you can add saunas or juice fasts, but what you really need is Active Liver from New Nordic. Containing a powerful blend of turmeric, milk thistle, and globe artichoke extract, Active Liver makes it easy to help your liver detox your body all year long without major changes to your diet or lifestyle. Try Active Liver today and start feeling better with more energy immediately. Active Liver comes in both a delicious gummy or tablet. Active Liver is available in stores at CVS or Meijer or online at Amazon or NewNordicUSA.com.
Bands on the Beach is brought to you by the Santa Rosa Island Authority every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. Bring a blanket or a lawn chair and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands. This week, it's 12-11. There's no place I'd rather be. An energetic and dynamic pop and R&B band with a vast range of dance-worthy songs with warm vocals and infectious grooves. So join us this Tuesday as 12-11 is ready to bring the party to the beach. It's Bands on the Beach with 12-11. Just remember, no pets or glass allowed.
Florida State football is coming. Are you ready? The season kicks off as the University of Alabama rolls into town for the first time ever. The epic season continues as the Noles take on teams like Virginia, the Hurricanes, Clemson, Florida, and more. Have your business branded inside all the games, plus weekly promos and commercials. A special sponsorship package is waiting just for your business. Get your business on the field. Call 850-262-6000 to be an FSU sponsor right here on News Radio 92.3.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story in 2025 with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Contact us to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
Hey, Pensacola, get ready for a midday delight that'll have you hooked. Weekdays from 11 until 2 on News Radio Pensacola. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins are the dynamic trio that'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud during your lunch break. They dish out the hottest topics, bring you the latest news, and deliver their unique blend of humor and insight that'll have you coming back for more. It's the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show on News Radio Pensacola. 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Please correct me if I'm wrong on this. You said 270 spaces on roughly on additional parking if we did the surface lot. And you're saying a three-story garage would give us 578 spaces, or roughly.
That was my count, 578 spaces, but it needs to be looked at and economized. That's a rough number based on that concept.
Okay, so we gained 308 spots. So that's a significant increase. We've more than doubled. I just did some rough math on the $40,000, though. That's $23 million estimate. Not counting what it would take to build out and the shell of a restaurant, things like that. So I still love the idea of a parking garage and the way that it makes sense. I just think we need to be thinking about the sheer cost of this project.
Yeah, I mean, $20+ million for a parking structure on Navarre Beach on a sort of a where they could build a flat parking lot right now for roughly half the spaces and, you know, obviously a lot less cost, but then you wouldn't have the restaurant on the roof and you would have less parking available, but man, that's a hefty price tag too. Joining us now, that's Colton Wright, Santa Rosa County Commissioner Colton Wright. That's something they were talking about yesterday in conjunction with a lot of other things. We'll talk about that with Brad Baker. He's the Santa Rosa County Administrator. Brad, welcome back to the show, sir.
Hey, good morning, Andrew. How are you?
I'm doing great. So yesterday's conversation wasn't primarily about the parking garage. That was more of a, hey, while STOA, the architects, are looking at some of the things that we're considering, like the, you know, boardwalk and some offices, can you maybe just give us a, you know, back of the napkin kind of idea about a parking garage, which is what they did. But the real conversation was about, you know, putting the offices out there and the boardwalk, right?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, kind of the original vision was to put a boardwalk with a few shops and maybe some food trucks and some additional parking. Because we do have a parking issue out on the beach. You know, we have a limited amount. I think it's 4.2 miles of beach at Santa Rosa County. And so obviously parking is one of our major issues on the beach.
Right.
So then a couple other conversations start happening and kind of go off to a parking garage. And we have some of the commissioners who've indicated that they're not comfortable with some of the offices being out on the beach, out on the Gulf, you know, spending a higher amount of money to create an office on the Gulf is probably not the best use of tax dollars. So that conversation started getting some traction and we had already had a task order for STOA. So we just brought STOA in to kind of give it an update to the board. And then that's when you know, hey, do we want to look at a parking garage? And in the end, I think that each commissioner will meet with STOA along with myself, and then we'll bring something back to the board for a bigger discussion for either change the current task order, give them marching orders to continue on with the boardwalk and the, you know, flat level parking lot, or we'll change it at a future meeting.
And just for location's sake, is this – Where is this on the beach? Like, if you come onto the beach, and, you know, if you go straight at the light and you go out onto the kind of what I think of as the main area, or you can go left and turn in, and there's, you know, all of the stuff down there, but there's a big open area between.
You turn left there at the and go to the Turtle Center. This would be due south of the Turtle Center.
Due south of the Turtle Center.
Between the Turtle Center and the Gulf.
Oh, okay. Okay, I got you. Okay, so over there. All right, that's what I was curious about. All right, so they're kind of waiting on Stowe to kind of come back, or they're going to have some conversations, and we're not deciding. I mean, it's not a voting meeting yesterday, but Thursday they're going to have a conversation about that, and they may not even decide all of this on Thursday, right? This may be punted for the future.
That's correct. I see this be a future item of discussion and direction.
Okay, very good. I don't know if you heard, but just a minute ago I was talking extensively about Colton Wright, and apparently Ray Eddington and Kerry Smith and others agree with him that, you know, we don't need to have the chain link fences or the fences in general around at least a lot of retention ponds. They can be amenities, features, water fountains, all kinds of stuff. I do need to take a quick break. I'll be right back with Brad Baker in just a second. We'll talk about that. Candy's got traffic on the fives. Candy?
That's right. And we're watching, making your way over to Pensacola NAS. It looks like the bridge is halfway back. So use caution, or the traffic rather is halfway back. Use caution there. The other stuff that we're seeing is just road construction. So use caution, as you know, wherever you are. If you see an accident or a slowdown, 437-1620, you can text it. And this is brought to you by Rapid Radios. Rapid Radios are instant push-to-talk walkie-talkies with nationwide LTE coverage. For a limited time, get 60% off free UPS shipping at rapidradios.com. Use code radio for an extra 5% off. I'm Candy with traffic on the fives.
Thanks, Candy. Back to Brad Baker, the Santa Rosa County Administrator. Brad, I know you know that you and I have talked about this before. I am a big advocate of not having to have the ugly, horrible chain link fences, you know, making beauty rather than making ugly. And it's not your choice to make it exactly, but you do represent the administration in the sense of safety and public works and all that. So I'm curious to get your thoughts on this idea that Colton brought up that of not having to have chain link fences in, you know, ponds, retention ponds, making them features instead of ugly spots.
Yeah, I do think it's a great idea. I think there are some ponds that, when the slope just can't be designed the correct slope to allow, a gradual entry into a pond. I think there will be cases where a fence will still be needed, but I think it, like I was listening earlier, you mentioned Holly by the Sea, you know, we've been working on several improvements in there, and one of those they'd ask us to look at when we were acquiring a pond parcel for some drainage improvements, where can we make it a walking trail? Can we put benches around it? I think that is a great idea. So we did introduce that to our task force and got some traction in there. And of course, then that was relayed to the board and got that discussion going with Commissioner Wright and the other commissioners. So we'll see. We've kind of got the state legislation is tried to preempt a lot of things, and they've put this new bill. I can't remember if it's 1080 or 180. There's so many out there this year that says we can't do anything more restrictive or burdensome, and I think we're just still, seems like the will of the board is we're going to continue with the task force recommendations, so we'll kind of see how all that plays out, but it really prohibits us from putting more restrictive or burdensome things in our LDC until October of 2027.
Right, which you and I talked about the last time. And that's a, you know, that is a limitation. I dislike the way that is being applied. I think, tell me I'm wrong, but it seems like removing the restriction to put a fence would not qualify as a more burdensome. It would be a less burdensome LDC, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I would think so.
Okay, well, good. All right, so maybe.
Well, it depends on what they would say. It's like, well, what's your slope you're going to make me do? Is that going to make me put another 2 acres in the pond so I can get the slope? So, I guess it just depends on the development.
Yeah, and I love what you're saying about having the walking path, park benches. I'm like, all that stuff. Those are all the good things. I love it. One of the other things that you guys are working on is the East Milton Wellfield Protection Area. Is it making that more restrictive for what things can be developed around it? Is that right?
I think the district commissioner is wanting to talk about expanding it. He mentioned from river to river, so basically from the Blackwater River to the Yellow River, so that whole East Milton area. And I think his concern is more with the heavy industrial. So he is wanting to have a discussion, and I think the board ended up, talking like, well, maybe we can set a workshop, but we'll talk a little more about that on Thursday as well. But It's really about expanding the boundaries and then making sure that we're addressing the heavy industrial in that well-filled area, and if the board would entertain expanding it basically to the Blackwater River.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? Somebody had just texted me. It reminded me of a conversation I was having with somebody earlier about when on the retention pond issue. There are two different kinds of ponds, right? There's wet ponds and then drainage ponds, dry and wet, basically. And you have other issues. I mean, some ponds are meant to be dry. Some ponds are meant to stay wet all the time. You also have issues like mosquitoes, because if you have fish in the ponds, that'll cut back on the mosquitoes. If you have dry ponds, you have to treat for them routinely. Can you just maybe, I don't really know when and why you use one versus the other, but can you, is that a problem that you think could be solved? Because I've seen both, obviously, and they both, I think both are better than chain link, so.
Yeah, so a wet pond is typically when the soils don't permit for the drainage of the pond within the time frame that it's designed for. And so it's gonna kind of hold the water, let the stuff settle in there, and then it's going to have a pop-off. And, you know, when you have flooding, it's kind of letting the water settle, the sediment go to the bottom, and then discharging out. There's a lot of wet ponds in the south end. There are some wet ponds in the north end, especially in the Avalon area, the Florida Town area, et cetera, where the pond just won't perk. You know, you can't get down to the sand table, so then they design a wet pond. We have a great mosquito control program and some of the best in the state working for us. And, you know, we put, if I can say the name right, Gambuji fish that just love the mosquito larva. And we treat ditches, we treat wet ponds that don't have fish in them. Like you said, obviously, if there's some level of fish in there, they're going to eat those for food anyway. So we do that currently. We're pretty aggressive on our mosquito control related to wet ponds, wet ditches. Because, I mean, you go down to Holly by the Sea, I mean, you have ditches that stay wet unless we're in a really dry season.
Yeah, and you see that in some other places, too, I know, around there. Like, I think of Garcon Point having a lot of those kind of ditches by the side of the road that kind of stay wet all the time, if I'm not incorrect in my memory about that. Last thing I wanted to ask you about, Brad, is talking about Brad Baker, Santa Rosa County Administrator, is the project to build a wastewater treatment plant on the industrial park that is rapidly progressing. But this is, a half million gallons a day, and it's a $31 million project with about a $2 million contingency. Is that right?
That's correct. And, we're the board did approve to move forward with that. We're still waiting on a guaranteed maximum price because they have a couple bids. They're waiting on a couple more electrician bids so they can give us that firm price. But they're confident that we should be in that range. And we need to move forward and give them direction to move forward because of the time constraints. When that development's going to be ready to flush their toilets, we need to be able to provide the ability to do that. So that's why we need to move ahead a little out of sequence, but the board was comfortable with it. We've been working with this company, and we'll move forward with that. And it's all about timing.
What is the
pop up overnight?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you know, procurement takes time, design takes time, all of that takes time. What is the timetable? When do you expect businesses in that industrial park to actually start operating?
We'll actually have some of them probably by the end of this year, but we worked out an agreement with the city of Milton to push the waste to them until at such time we're ready to go live with ours.
Okay.
But we can only do that with so much capacity because, as you know, the city of Milton, especially on the east side, has limited capacity.
Right.
I'm thinking that this will be online hopefully no later than first quarter of 27 or early second quarter at the latest.
Okay. All right. I was just kind of curious how the timetables, you know, where they're at now. And I see things going up, but I didn't know how quickly they're going to be operational. Brad Baker, he is the Santa Rosa County Administrator. Again, the regular meeting is going to be Thursday. That's where they actually do the voting. Yesterday was kind of the agenda review. They call it the committee meeting. Brad, as always, thank you for the time. Thanks for listening to me rant and rave about fences. some people might think it's a little thing, but I think it makes a big difference. And we'll talk to you again soon, sir. Thank you for the job.
All right. Thank you.
You bet. 654 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Inside your house, you have all kinds of kind of complicated things to repair, you know, air conditioning, heating, plumbing, right, electrical. That's stuff where you definitely want to get somebody who knows what they're doing in. That's Peden. They will take care of all of those things. They'll come in, look at it, tell you what it's going to be, professional, show up on time, and then stand by the work if you wind up getting it done. You know, it's a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And also, you may have noticed it's hot. I mean, it's like 96 is supposed to be today with a heat index pushing 110. So you want to make sure that you have good air conditioning. Well, this month they've got a deal on air conditioning systems, $1,000 off a new AC. There's also special financing, although some restrictions apply, so be sure to read the deal. But, yeah, it's going to get even hotter. Oh, God, I can't imagine. Anyway, but it's going to continue to be hot anyway. Through August and September, it's Florida. And every year, it's the same thing. It's hot. It's horrible. But, yeah, you want to make sure you got a good air conditioning system. They'll take care of you. $1,000 off a new one and special financing. Again, pay attention to the restrictions. Find out more at Peden, P-E-A-D-E-N.com. Candy, who is in for John Pickens again for today and tomorrow. It's great to have you.
Traffic on the bus. Oh, thanks. I know. I like being here. It looks like everything is running smoothly, not showing any slowdowns or delays. An accident at Munson Highway, and it looks like a Beagle Trail, but it's not showing a roadblock. It's in Milton, of course, and backed up the entire way of the bridge. If you're making your way onto Pensacola, NAS 437-1620, you can text if you see that accident or slowdown.
Some things can steal your sunshine.
Ugh, I just got my hair done.
Sorry, the cooler's broken.
Aww. Anyone see my flip-flops? Anyone?
But COVID-19 can steal a lot more.
I just took a COVID test. Ugh.
Prescription medications for COVID exist. If you test positive this summer, ask your doctor if they're right for you. Visit PfizerForAll.com/COVID-19 to learn more. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include two times Tuesday, six free shrimp added to the six-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimp-tastic Thursday, $5 off all-you-can-eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit David's Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
Is your business, church organization, civic group, school, or other nonprofit organization having a fundraiser or other community event? Let News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 help you spread the word. Send us your information to be presented on our Here's What's Happening weekly announcements. We look forward to hearing from you. Submit your events at newsradio923.com.
What's everyone worried about right now? Costs going up. And if you're thinking of starting a business, that's even scarier. That's one of the many reasons why becoming a Janie King Gulf Coast franchisee is a great idea. Offices and businesses are always going to need to be cleaned. Janie King has built a proven system that gives you the tools to take control of your future confidently and with the support you need to thrive. Take control of your future today at JannieKingCleans.com.
Janie King, the king of
start your mornings off informed with all things Pensacola on the Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Shut up! Will you shut up?
Ah, now we see the violence inherent in the system.
Shut up! Oh, come and see the violence inherent in the system! Help! Help! I'm being repressed!
Good morning, 6:58 News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David.
I am right here in the newsroom, Andrew, and good morning to you and you, Candy,
as well.
I see you
with my eyes right there.
The Department of Health and Human Services is planning to reform the nation's organ donation system. This decision comes after an investigation found that a Kentucky organization started the process to remove organs from people apparently that weren't dead yet. House lawmakers are holding a...
I'm not dead.
Andrew!
Oh, that was a solid clip, yeah.
Thank you.
David!
House lawmakers are holding a hearing today on safety issues and what can be done to improve that system. In Washington, D.C., Mayor Muriel Bowser says she's not all that concerned about President Trump's recent comments when it comes to the NFL. She's downplaying the recent post by President Trump that included a demand for the Washington Commanders to go back to being called the Redskins.
I guess this is all about how the feds own the property but have allowed it to be used by D.C. to entice the Washington, don't call them Redskins, to come back to D.C. Anyway, the president actually has some authority here, apparently. And, of course, I'm all in favor of name reversions.
Stream us at newsradio923.com. Newsradio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.